Rory, the winning run comes to an end. You do come from behind to get a draw. What's your verdict on it all?
Frustrated, Eric. It's one of them ones where they sat in and tried to hit us in the break, and our play was a bit slow and pedestrian, particularly first half. Second half, we grew into it, played with more intensity, put more cross in the box, asked more questions. But we weren't ourselves. But it can happen. We've been on a brilliant run. It's not always going to be perfect, but it's important when it's not great that you don't lose the game, and we didn't.
Minor consolation at this stage, but it does qualify you for Europe next season, second year in a row on that front. In terms of the title race, though, do you think it's over after tonight's results?
No, because if we win our next two games, it goes down to the final day regardless. So it's not over.
The match itself, obviously their goal coming from such an uncharacteristic error from Brian Maher. I mean, he didn't put a foot wrong all season, and then you fall behind in those circumstances.
Aye, and Moylan's put it away well. But Brian, as you said, he's an exceptional young goalkeeper, the best in the country, and he's proved that throughout the season. He's made a mistake and got punished for it, and he'll learn from it, because he's keen to get better. He's always looking to improve, and he's been brilliant for us. So he's made a mistake, and mistakes happen. The best keepers in the world make mistakes. The best penalty takers in the world miss penalties. It happens. So Brian's been brilliant for us, a huge signing for the club, and he's only going to get better.
And Thompson and Connolly nearly won it for you in the end.
Aye, and we were knocking on the door. He asked more questions, put more crosses in the box. Kavanagh caused him problems when he came on, and it just wasn't to be. Although we did control large parts of the game, but until maybe halfway through the second half onwards is when we only really started to create some chances. But I do feel on the balance of play we probably shaded it. But as I said, we weren't great, and we'll take the point and move on.
And that takes you to Sligo on Monday night. Must win game, and that'll be the attitude.
Aye, we have to go and win to keep it alive. I don't know, Sligo was the last place we lost, so we've rough memories from that night. It was a difficult night. A lot of soul searching done after that one, so we need to go there now and make sure that the dressing room's a happier place after the game. And the players have, again, I'm repeating myself, but a lower performance was flat for spells tonight. The players have been absolutely brilliant here. We've been on a great run, and we can't let sort of not a brilliant performance sort of hamper us. We need to kick on now and react in the way that I know we can, and go to Sligo and win.
Yeah, that first half performance, but in theirs was just frustration with the way the Shelburne set up.
It was the game was slow. There wasn't much. There wasn't much going on. We were playing in front of them. We weren't really threatening beyond. We weren't putting crosses in the box. It was just a slow, flat game in the first half. And it only really came to light the second half of the second half. We probably should have worked our keeper more. I know we've hit the post and we've hit the bar, but we're definitely disappointed that we haven't won the game.
Yeah, that's... what the cup final is going to be like. Obviously it's not going to be a great spectacle, you know, but a lot of football they played until the end as well.
The cup final will be the cup final. We'll look after that after our last league game, but it wasn't a brilliant game of football, there's no doubt about that. But you have to win games in different ways, and I know we were knocking on the door and they were looking for the final whistle, but it's not, as I said, it's not always going to be brilliant, entertaining, free-flowing, attacking football. They're a good side, they're well organised, they've done damage to a lot of teams, top teams, so we haven't lost the game, which I suppose is a positive.
And the way you finished it too, obviously take confidence from that going into the Sligo game as well. The title race doesn't move until it's over.
No, well, if we win our next two games, then it goes down to the final day regardless. But we need to just win our next game and take it from there. I think Joe Thompson has come on as probably an attack-minded right back and got a great goal getting in at the back post. He plays with courage, he plays with guts, and he hit the post with another effort after, and he gave us real injection in an attacking sense. But I'm speaking in riddles here, but We're not happy that we didn't win the game, but we're really proud of the players' efforts to keep going to the end.
And when you look around the change room, Murray, you must feel like there's a lot of experience here that's going to help the players just bounce back from a bit of a setback tonight for a big few weeks.
Aye, it's a bit of a setback, although we haven't lost since the back end of May, touch wood, it stays that way. But you're right, we've experienced players in key areas now, and we have an opportunity to bounce back on Monday night, which is great, and try and go to Sligo and win.